Thank you, Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
It's going all right. I just got back from lunch, getting back into work. We went to a vegetarian restaurant. I think it's a chain restaurant, but I'm not sure if you guys have them on the East Coast. It's this place called Native Foods, and they have gluten-free, organic, it's a very California thing, I feel like.
Native Foods. It's so funny, I've never heard of it, but it's so funny, all the chains out there, all the Cali health food, power food chains and stuff. It's it looks good.
Yeah, it's really not bad, and on Wednesdays they have a special for buy one get one free, and so
nice.
We'll order something for lunch and then get a second entree to take home for dinner.
Nice. What do you get normally? They've got falafel and stuff like that, or?
Yeah, they do have falafels. Today I had this curry bowl. It was called the Bangkok curry bowl, and just basically mixed vegetables with tofu over brown rice and a red curry sauce.
Nice. That sounds pretty good.
Mhm. Yeah, so how's your month end going?
It's pretty good. We're having a strong month, so no complaints over here. It's not as chaotic as usual, but
yeah, that's how I feel too. It's things are
out a lot of the deals.
Mhm.
So I was expecting, maybe I shouldn't speak too soon. It's still Wednesday, so tomorrow could be pretty crazy on Friday, but so far it's been pretty good. So
yeah.
So I just wanted to call about this deal. I'm not sure if you're working on it, and maybe it's a grant. I think like a grant, the service staffing deal, and service staffing. We got a note earlier saying uploaded financials and stuff. I don't see financials in there though, so I just wanted to make sure that we have the right doc.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Do you mind if I pass you off to Grant, because he is right next to me, and that's something that he's working on.
Got it. Anything else you want to go over now? I mean, it would be good if we could maybe see if there's any of these deals that we could make exceptions on or move to retention to try to push through at the end of the month.
Sure.
We did a big off right for a deal, Pope Davis Tire and Automotive, $350.
Right. Okay. Let me just kind of all right, while you talk to Grant, I'll take a look at what I have on my list and then see if we can give you some feedback, okay?
Cool. Yeah, there's another $350, Tomato Time Corporation,
mm-hmm.
Quality Equipment, $167, Manage Ease Incorporated, $150. There's some big ones out there, so great.
Okay.
If you get some feedback.
Sure. Yeah, let me get you to Grant, and I'll take a look at the deals we have in the pipeline. One moment.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Amy.
Right. Yeah, you're welcome.
Is this Danny?
Yo.
What's up, Danny?
You were dodging my calls.
I didn't dodge them.
Joking.
Because my phone system is so fucking bad.
I told you, you gotta throw it on the floor.
I know, I should've.
They'll have to buy you a new one.
It's all in the computer, though. If I throw it on the floor, then the whole thing... See, I have another incoming call right now, and I know... Actually, maybe I can't answer it. Hold on, I got it. Can you hold just for a quick moment?
Yeah.
Nothing works. Nothing works.
Is it just your phone or is it everybody's?
It's so similar. Everyone's kind of running into the same issue. And I don't know what to say more than that. I already feel like I'm getting in trouble all the time. What's going on, brother?
I heard you went to Native Food for lunch.
No, I went to Cotija. I got some shiesty Mexican that I love. So that's me.
Mexican chain food?
Yeah, just like, you know, hole in the wall. California nice. Burritos.
So freaking good.
Yeah, exactly. I have one for home too, so I'm pretty stoked.
I'm trying to think of the name of the place that we went to. Lucha Libre.
Oh yeah, that's a famous one around here. It's pretty good.
That was the bomb.
Yeah, they've gotten on like some Food Network shows, I think, or something.
You should eat there every day.
You're right.
I'm serious. I think that's a good idea. If I live there, I'd eat there every day.
Dude, I grew up eating Mexican 4 times a week. It's a part of me. If you
know
ate me,
they're missing.
What's that?
Lucha Libre. I don't think that they had fries in their burritos.
Then that's absolute baloney. Then they're not even.
Wait,
that's not a real
California. That's not a real San Diego burrito, then, right?
Well, like maybe if they like sautéed some potato wedges and let it pass, but it got to be a potato in some form.
No, there was no potato in the one that I had. I'm pretty sure. I'm looking
well, then
at you now. I
have definitely not a California burrito.
Listen to how good this sounds, though.
You're pretty
steak,
full, but I'll try.
Steak, shrimp, and avocado, topped with super secret chipotle sauce, queso, enchilado.
That is not a California burrito.
Actually, no, that wasn't what I got. No, actually, I'm lying. I got the surf in California. I got a burrito with fries in it. It had steak, shrimp, avocado, fries, cheese, pico de gallo, and super secret chipotle sauce, as featured on Man vs. Food.
That was it. Man vs. Food. That's the Food Channel one. Yeah, I live it better. You just have really good pizza.
It sucks. It's not even that good. It's overrated.
No, dude, Two Brothers Pizza. Shit's good.
Yeah, but, like, that's pretty good, I guess, but not nearly as good as what I just read there.
Not as much content.
Yo, what's going on with this service staffing deal?
I'm getting you guys an update on why the revenues are crazy. In essence, like, the owner of the company has been in, like, this logistics and brokering of trucks for, like, his whole life. He's the man, started the company about 2.5 years ago. The service staffing company is in essence, what they do is they're like a temp agency for truckers, you know what I mean? And their customer is Amazon. And that like is the reason for the huge jump in revenue. They got a contract with Amazon and it just blew up. And
no, so have you guys got as well, though? Have you got P&Ls and balance sheets yet, or no?
I have been meaning to get it over to you. I just got back from lunch a little while ago, and I've been swamped since, so
got it.
Ahead of me, but it will be to you.
So, if you have it, that would be great. I'll try to get the underwriter's eyes in it as soon as possible. They called me earlier saying, hey, Bank of Cardiff just put in a note saying they uploaded financials. They only see tax returns. Have they got the P&L and balance sheet? That's why I'm reaching back out to you. And then she said also, hey, can you give me a bit of a business breakdown of the business description between the two entities? Can I add her in real quick? Because it seems like you got a bit of an understanding, right?
I've got a bit of an understanding. Yeah, you can loop her in.
All right, one sec. I'm
is this Krista?
Piece, all right. Yeah. All
right, cool.
Hey, Grant.
Hello?
Hey. Alright, I got Krista here as well.
Hello, Krista, nice to meet you over the phone.
Hi.
So Grant, can you just give us like a bit of a breakdown or business description between the TBS Inc. and Service Staffing LLC?
So I've spoken to the rep a little bit about these two companies. They're owned by the same person, and from my understanding to start, the reason for the jump in the revenue is because of a contract that they recently picked up with Amazon, where they're helping with their transportation of products. From
and
what
which business? Sorry, I'm trying to understand kind of how they're related. So if they should be underwritten together or separately is kind of one of the big questions. So which business are you referring to that has the new contract?
So I mean, this is from what I understand, and I may need to get more clarity myself from the rep, but Transportation Brokerage is a company that has, like, I think, over 100 trucks, and then there's the staffing company, and what they do is they find employees to help drive those trucks. So I think there may be some synchronicities between the two. Need to get confirmation on that. So I think that the Amazon contract affects both of them. They got that Amazon contract recently, which is why the revenues have jumped so dramatically. And though it's such a short time in business company, the guy who runs it has been doing this his entire life. He's the man. That's why he was able to get these contracts and have such like a crazy jump in revenue in such a short time in business. From what I understand, they are trying to finance Transportation Brokerage because they want to use the funds for that company as part of down payments to add more trucks to their fleet because they're growing so rapidly. And then for the staffing company, they need the funds because they need to have access to more drivers to actually drive those trucks and do the service. I thought I uploaded the P&L and balance sheet. I have it for both companies. They're in one document, so it may land in one of those two deals. But it's for they have both of the companies' P&L and balance sheets for this year. And
so they are completely separate and not consolidated. Correct? The financials
they are separate entities. Yeah, for each entity, it's separate.
Right.
And for January to date. So I'll be uploading those shortly.
Do you have any idea, Grant, as well, like outside of Amazon, like how many customers they have, like any more info on that, or?
I don't.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me read aloud here.
Yeah.
Let me read aloud here. Asking for the explanation of the jump. Big discrepancy to revenue. This is a freight transportation company. The company has a fleet of 140 trucks and trailers and hires their drivers based on a need, which is where the staffing term comes from. The company has obtained a large contract with Amazon, leading to a large increase in revenues. This loan will be used to cover down payments for future delivery vehicle purchases. That's the write-up I had, and then I had a brief conversation with the rep today, but I can get potentially a little bit more detail on the company's breakdown, but I think also the P&L.
Are you guys working on getting the leases for their trucks then?
No, that'd be crazy. I'm sure we're pitching it, but when you have that many trucks, that large,
super cheap financing.
Yeah, they probably got some mid-market lender helping them with their equipment financing or something. I mean, that's a ton. That's a large fleet, 140.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah. We maybe, like, deal with equipment finance with, like, fleets of, like, 20 at most, so.
At most, yeah.
Something like that.
Krista, any other questions? Grant seems like he's going to upload the financials, so I'm sure you might probably have some more questions after you see those P&L and balance sheets, but
right, exactly, and that's a good starting point. I just needed a better understanding of how the businesses work together, so we can figure out the best way to underwrite it. That's definitely a good starting point, but we also do need the financials before you know, putting out an offer and speak with the merchant and whatnot.
Yep, all the lenders are saying that. I wish it was simpler for us, but no, I mean, you got to get them. I mean, we're asking for tons of money.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
All right, cool, good stuff.
All right, well, it was a pleasure talking on the phone, Crystal.
Yeah, we'll keep all right,
you as well, thank you.
Financials coming over.
We'll do. All right, Danny, thanks for looping me in here. We'll be speaking shortly, I'm sure.
Sounds good, thanks.
All right, have a good one.
You as well, bye for now.
Bye-bye.